Hey, this is Joe Barrett. It's been about a week since I've had a podcast, and I apologize again for time away. But, you know, better to not say anything if you don't particularly have something important to say. And so I've been pretty busy. One night, I was down in Florence with my daughter at my daughter's house in South Carolina. Woke up the next morning, and there were a sheriff and ambulances and stuff down behind their house, just at their garage. They have a detached garage behind their home and a little creek behind. And as it turned out, the neighbor had wandered from his house. He was an elderly man that was caring for his wife who had some dementia. But he had wandered from his home and was looking for one of his cats, who liked to hunt in that creek, I'm sure. And so he was looking for his cat, evidently fell into that little creek, and somehow was incapacitated where he couldn't get back up, and he drowned. And had passed away during the night. And my daughter, upon hearing this, was just weeping, you know, just tears. And it's got to be disturbing to know that you were asleep. In just a few feet. I mean, this is just like 30 yards from where my bed was. And while I was sleeping, there was a man who needed my help. If only I could have known. If only I could have heard. If only I could have helped to save him. I know my daughter was thinking the same thing. In fact, she wrote a devotion on this topic, and I preached about it last Sunday because it's just something that stays with you to know that you were that close. And you had everything that you needed to save this person, if only. And of course, what God spoke to my daughter about and to me, and I am sure that it's why that I was there, was so that I would hear this, and so I feel like I need to share it as much as I can, was that I don't want to be lured into a sleep where I'm not aware of the people around me that are hurting and lost and dying and in need of love and to hear the good news. And I have this treasure. I have this this gospel, this great news that Jesus Christ has provided a way for me to have forgiveness and to know that heaven is my home forever. And that I have this source of joy of just knowing that I'm loved and accepted as a child of God. How precious, how wonderful it is to have that kind of peace in a world where there is none. And today, as you and I go through our day, just feet from where we are, someone will be perishing. Someone will be in need of help. And unless we are awake, I mean, when I say awake, I mean, unless we are spirit-led, the Holy Spirit of God working within us and us hearing from God, and unless we're in that place, then we'll miss it. We'll miss an opportunity to love somebody, to care for somebody, and to make a difference for somebody. And we don't want to do that. There's an old song you might remember that comes to mind, "Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying." And it's an old, old song, but it's still true today. In fact, far more true today than it was when it was written. And that's where we are. Someone is sinking. Someone is drowning. Someone is in need of a lifeline. So throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Well, I hope this doesn't, I hope it's not a discouraging word. I think it's an encouraging word because we have this treasure. We have the lifeline. We have every resource. And all that we lack is to be awake and aware. And only the Holy Spirit of God can do that in us. This is Joe Barrett, 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day.